10, 9, ignition sequence starts. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Lift off.
Welcome to the Alien Probe Podcast. It is Saturday, June 22nd, 2024. I'm Doug. Joining me today is Matt and Susie Ammerman, hypnotherapist. Hi, Susie. How's it going?
It's going good. Thanks for inviting me, guys.
Oh, our pleasure. What part of the world are you in?
I currently reside in Massachusetts, just outside what they call Boston.
Boston.
But I am not from here. I'm originally from California.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know. And I actually grew up near Edwards Air Force Base along the flight line to Area 51.
Way. Oh, shoot.
Yep. So that has kind of always been there.
California City?
Near there, yeah.
Near there, yeah.
If you know anything about Ridgecrest?
No.
Okay. That's where they built and designed the Sidewinder missile.
Oh, that's fun.
Out in the middle of the desert.
My son used to race motocross. We there was a little track in California City that we'd go to every once in a while.
We used to fly into there once in a while. So that's it's I don't know, maybe 30 minutes away from there.
Wow.
That's close.
There's a rumor that there's buried UFO remnants at the end of one of the runways at Edwards.
That's kind of all over that area.
Yeah,
right. That rumor.
Yeah.
Did you ever
stick a fork in it? You'll find something.
Yeah.
Did you? I know that. What they would do is they'd have experimental aircraft and they'd crash them, and then they'd just take a bulldozer and dig a hole and then put them in there.
We'll deal with that. 40 years later, we'll deal with that later.
Yeah, that whole area is because where they built and designed things that did not exist yet.
Yeah.
And often crashed. So you think about Edwards Air Force Base, it was all about experimental aircraft. So you learn to remember that, don't immediately take your mind to the alien stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
The bulk of it's going to be current, just not, known yet.
Yeah. Black.
However, there is some stuff out there that's questionable.
I agree.
That's what you want to look for.
Yeah.
Have you seen anything?
A few things flying around, especially if you go out into Nevada.
Right.
Not too much since I didn't live right there, but you have to be careful because, like I said, you learn that not everything is immediately, extraterrestrial or whatever.
Right.
But we don't like that. We don't like that.
Yeah, but it teaches you to focus on what really could be.
I hear that all the time. Well, it doesn't necessarily need to be a UFO, It's probably, ours, but, hyper-technical.
Well, they're all UFO because we don't know what they are.
That is technical. That is technically true. They all are UFO. They just not be an ETV, extraterrestrial vehicle.
Oh. Exactly.
Those are the ones you want to look for.
Right.
That's new to me.
I've never heard that either.
Believe it or not, there's something we haven't heard. Tell us about yourself there, Susie.
Well, I already explained where I'm from. I am a trained hypnotherapist. I started, I was interested in so many different things. And I'm like, how do I bring all this together? It's so much odd stuff. And I started doing Reiki training. And when I started going through the third option of becoming a Reiki master, it finally just dawned on me, I can combine all of these interests with hypnotherapy. So
what's Reiki? I hear that term. Yep. I don't know what that is.
Okay. Reiki is the body's own natural energy system.
Okay.
So you can cleanse the energy if you're kind of running low on things or things are a little funky. You can cleanse that energy and then refill your energy coffers to where you're, back up to snuff.
Yeah.
So that's basically,
Very
it's
cool.
utilizing the body's own energy system to clear and cleanse things. And I do utilize it in my sessions a lot of times because then it allows people to get that energy back and just be revitalized, especially after a session is done.
Very nice.
Yeah. People really like it because it helps them clear things up and just be like zinging again. It can also train you or help work with the person to train them to relax after something's going on. So it works both ways.
That's important these days.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I do have a lot of sessions about relaxation, and that's why I also build it into all of my hypnotherapy, not all of them, but most of my sessions, so that people learn to relax and be refilled with that energy and be calm again.
My wife could probably use that. So you're driving on the road with the way people are driving right now. The stop signs are just kind of a suggestion.
That's an option.
Hey, I live on the East Coast. I feel your pain.
Right.
Is it bad there,
it's even
too?
Worse.
I mean, it's horrible.
It's worse.
It's worse.
It's worse.
It is worse.
We're in Sacramento. I think we're like the number four of the most rude and obnoxious
drivers.
Well, up until a few years ago, the lanes were a suggestion.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So they drove in the E lanes all the time as an extra lane.
Really?
Yeah. Yep. That has now been revoked.
Thank goodness.
Yes.
Awesome.
So true. So did you want to go through the basic training that I've been through the rest of that?
How did you get into the, how did you evolve? And now is this your regular job or is it something you can do on the
side? It's turning into my regular job. I had a medical issue a few years ago where I had a brain tumor removed that was larger than a golf ball.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. How are you doing? Is it any ill effects or everything go okay?
Just a few things left that are lingering. Nothing huge. Thank the goodness.
Yeah.
And then the secondary surgery was just to clean up some of that stuff. I went through chemo and radiation and all of that.
Oh, it was cancerous too? Oh, no.
Yes, it was. It ended up being cancerous.
Wow.
So recovering from all of that, I'm on a good track now. The doctors have got all the swelling down. You know, a lot of the functions are back. So I'm doing pretty good.
Good. That's good
I just
to
want
hear.
To get back to work.
Yeah.
So that's part of what I've been doing is just, I was doing some retraining and now I'm ready to get back into the field, get help to people who need it. And so I first did, this was several years ago before all of this, but I worked with Mark Johnson. He is an instructor for hypnotherapy. He is affiliated with the Michael Newton Institute. I don't know if you're familiar with that, but he's the guy that designed all of the life between lives stuff. So it's where your soul goes in between those lives and what happens.
Oh.
So I did the initial training with him on the hypnotherapy, and then I did the second piece, which is past life regression, which is where all the regressions come in when I'm working with the experiencers. And the reason you want to do the past life is there are times when if you've got a person who's had multiple experiences and you want to go back and figure out where it all began, there are times when you're going back, you're going back, you're going back, and then boom, they're in a past life and this is where it all started.
Right.
So you're able to work with them, find out what happened, maybe what instigated it, and then go forward from there and then start going through all those different experiences to learn more about it.
What happens?
And it helps.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry, what?
What happens when you die? What do you think?
Well, there are different experiences. It involves people, and you know what happens when you involve people. Every story is different.
Unfortunately.
I was going to say problems, but go ahead.
Well, there's that too. And then you've got cultures, nationalities,
right. Yeah.
You know, all that stuff is ingrained. So everything is different and you have to take that into consideration. So when you deal with people, you deal with people and everything that comes along with people.
Right.
So at that point, then you just kind of want to work forward and see what happened, especially if they're children. They may not necessarily have the terminology to explain what happened to them. So there's another method that you can use to kind of clarify what happened when they were younger so that they can speak to it in today's terms. It's about bringing in their current self. So if something happened when they were 5, 6, 7 until they were 10 or still happening, they may not have been able to explain, this is what's going on, mom. And mom's like, yeah, right. Nice dream.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I work with the adult person. They're explaining what happened when they were younger. And if the kid isn't quite able to express what happened to them, what we can do is we can pause the scene, go back to the beginning, then invite their current self in, their adult self, who has all of the mental faculties and the speech and all of that to explain it, and have them be kind of a, not necessarily a guide, but come in as their current self and watch what happened. And they can explain what's happening with them when they were younger.
Oh, wow.
So you're talking to the adult self about what happened when they were younger, right. And they're able to use their current terminology to then explain what was going on.
Right.
So it helps them clarify, oh, this is what happened when I was younger. Right. Now I get it.
Makes sense.
And sometimes, you know, bringing them in as an observer, you can do it like that. Or if they're getting visibly upset about something that's going on, you can bring them in as an observer and have them watch it without all of the emotion attached. So like one guy, for instance, I knew he was a bit of a Trekkie. So when I brought him in, you know, he was having trouble. Yeah, you'll enjoy this. He was having some trouble and he was getting upset. So we paused the session. We went back to the beginning. I brought in his current self into the holodeck. Wow. And then it's described the scene from there.
Oh,
so he was able to picture the whole thing.
Yep.
Like it was live.
Yeah.
Utilizing the holodeck. And then at that point, he's able to not just pay attention to the scene that's going on that he was in, but look around and see what else was happening. Because your brain actually picks up a whole lot more than what you're focused on.
Yeah.
You're just not focused there, so you're not thinking about it. So he was wandering around, looking around. He was like, afterwards, he's like, I can't believe how much extra stuff I saw, what I caught. I'm like, it was all there when you walked in the door. Right. You were just focused on something else. This time we went back, we let that scene replay in the background, and now we're able to focus on what else was going on. So they get a whole lot more information. So if they're happy, yeah, if it happens to... Exactly. And they're not agitated.
Right.
They are comfortable and they're able to describe what all was going on during this experience without getting all freaked out.
Yeah. Or reliving whatever trauma it is.
And it's exactly.
They're watching from the outside.
Is there any, right. Can any harm come psychologically to people that are doing regression therapy?
There can be. You need to be very cognizant of what's going on. And that's kind of the benefit of going in as an observer. They can see it, and they're detached isn't necessarily the correct word, but they're able to view it in a different context.
Right.
So they get through it.
Now, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, it sometimes is better than trying to push through and get that information when you can just go in another way when they're relaxed and view it and describe it like they're watching a movie.
Nice. Now, do you help your client get to their Akashic records? Is that how you do that?
I have not done that yet.
No. Okay. Okay.
Now, there are people that do that. That just doesn't happen to be my specialty.
Okay.
What's that? Get their what?
Akashic records. Basically, everything that's ever happened, forward and backwards, it's like a...
Oh, wow.
Certain, yeah. That's what...
Yep.
You're...
Yeah, I am aware of it.
Wow.
So it's kind of the same idea of when you're doing the life between lives, is you're visiting all these different lives and seeing what happened.
Right.
You just may not have the full record of it available at that time.
That's
but
cool.
Yes, that is a possibility.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Wow, so... We have also in contact. I've got a guy that works with me that's doing regression therapy, and I witnessed it. Have you done it yourself? Do you have someone else
that
does it? Do you do it yourself, or do you have someone actually?
Someone else someone else comes in and does that.
Yeah.
That's actually part of our training, is
Really?
we have to go back and forth with sessions with everyone in the class, actually performing and receiving these sessions, these types of sessions.
Right.
So everything that you're learning or being taught, you're also doing and experiencing. It's part of the training, which is why I love the Michael Newton Institute method,
Right.
because you're not just viewing it all, you're doing it all and
Yeah.
experiencing it all,
I think that would
which is why
help.
I chose Mark and all of the way that they train, is you're actually physically doing it.
What were some of
And it's
your
all.
past, can you say what some of your past lives experiences were?
Let's see.
There's so
I've
many,
been, oh, I know there are.
right? I've had a lot of past lives.
I've been a school teacher in the Old West.
Nice.
I've been a lot of stuff alone, which is not surprising.
Right.
But experiencing things like that, the school teacher was a new one because I was actually involved with people because I had students, I had people that helped me, I lived in their house when I taught their students, just all kinds of things. I have also had experiences where I have been on other worlds
Yeah.
when I've done these sessions.
I've wondered about
So,
that.
Yeah, well,
yeah.
the therapist we talked to, I haven't done it myself, but he had one of his, a couple of his experiences were interesting. One of them was that he was a crystal from another galaxy that was communicating. That was he was being used to communicate. That it was his job to communicate between worlds and things. And another thing was that he was an abortion. He goes, it was just red and then done.
Really?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Wow. Yeah, it was
Whoa.
wild.
That's interesting.
Yeah, that was, and I said, wow, whoa. It's pretty crazy. But I've witnessed it, and it's Matt's done it. What was your thing? It was a different kind of, when you're on stage with the.
Oh yeah, I've done a normal hypnosis when I was in my 20s, so we're talking a while ago. And
Not regression, but
no,
just.
it wasn't regression. It was, and that's where I when I first saw it, I'm like, this is a joke. It's not real. And I was with, I think, my wife or somebody, and they're like, we're gonna pick a bunch of people out of the audience, and of course she pulled my hand up and get up there, and all I do remember was I wasn't in any under like a control, but it was like just a relaxation, and not really. It didn't matter what people thought. So when he suggestively say things like "act like a chicken," I just immediately did it. It didn't matter.
Did you act like a chicken?
I did. I walked around. I was
Yeah,
running.
those are interesting. Yeah, and the
That's scary.
go ahead.
It's just
Well, the
suggestive.
it is. It's the whole theory behind that kind of stage hypnosis is those are people who actually want to be up there and, do that kind of
Yeah.
stuff. If you don't want to do
You
hypnosis,
don't. Yeah.
nobody can make you do it.
Exactly. That is, and that's exactly that point was I just felt easy and it did not matter. I didn't have any kind of self-consciousness of myself and all that. So yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So when I'm with a person working with them, I can make all kinds of suggestions. They don't have to do any of them
Right.
if they don't want to. If they don't want to talk about something, they don't have to talk about it.
Yep.
I don't force them into anything.
No.
But the main thing with the hypnosis is you don't want to do any kind of leading.
Right.
You want to do just guiding. You make
Right.
suggestions, you give them different alternatives,
Yep.
you ask a lot of open-ended questions,
Yeah.
but you don't want to tell them what their story is. You need to do those open-ended questions so that they can then tell their story.
Yeah, that's what
Yeah.
elder, right? That's the
Yeah,
kind of
when
what he
we
did.
when I watched the hypnotherapist with my friend, he just would say, "What are you wearing? What year is it? What location are you?" He wouldn't say anything that let that, this was the most fascinating. I didn't really believe in it. And this was the most fascinating thing I think I've ever witnessed personally in my life. I've never, and he was actually he was abducted. He was in a craft underneath the water. And the sides of the ship were translucent, so you could see the fish. And this is something that I haven't because we're ufologists, basically. We study all the phenomenon. We never know all the answers, but the side of the ship just was clear, so you could it's underwater and you could see the fish and things, you know. And I've never and you know the propulsion unit in the center he was describing, just these balls in the center and the beans, and that, you know, he didn't feel threatened. But he did when I went a second time, he had to another hour, he did 2 hours, and you know, he was actually abducted and he was tied up, and it was what he had gotten in he had surgery on him. They did something to him, and when he woke up, he said his side hurt really bad, where exactly where the surgery was. It was really weird.
Wow.
And and he was three or four different past lives. Do you run across people you know today in a past life regression? Does that happen? You know?
Yes.
Yeah. I think it does.
That happened in the second session.
There are a lot of times when people are with the same people in a different capacity throughout different lives.
I do believe
that. The last session he was at, he was with the Knights, the Templars. He was a member of the Templars, and he said, the therapist was asking questions, and he says, "Is there anyone there that you know?" And he said, "Doug, he's on a horse right there." It was really weird. Yeah. It was, and he just smiled. He had this biggest smile on his face, but he was out. And then I thought, is that kind of weird? I mean, does that make it kind of
funny? No, that's not kind of weird. There are people who experience multiple, maybe not consecutive, but multiple lives with some of the same people.
That's fascinating.
Yeah. So in addition to those two main trainings, I'm kind of working through the one with the Michael Newton Institute. That takes a lot of credits to do. I've done the Yvonne Smith abduction training. And then, like I said, I'm a Reiki master, so I incorporate that a lot.
The abduction specific? Abduction, yes. Like extraterrestrial or just people?
Okay. Yes. Now, when I go in, I know it's a possibility that, yes, they may have actually been abducted. But the point is to go in without any pre-imagined suggestion. Right. That's a better word.
Preconceived.
Because it's... You don't want to lead them into something that may not have happened.
Yep.
And you want to discover what really did happen. The brain is a crazy organ.
Yep.
And a person may have had a bad experience. And rather than think that another human being did something so horrible to them, their mind turns it into, hey, I was abducted. This happened to me, blah, blah, blah.
Yep.
And you want to go in completely open-minded, not saying, let's see what those aliens did to you, and just say, okay, where are you? What happened? Yeah. And they may discover it was not aliens.
Right.
And that's your point, is to find out the truth through open questioning.
Does that turn out to be a huge emotional experience when they discover
it
that?
It can be, yes.
Yep.
It wasn't that my brain turned it into something cool and it was really horrible.
Right.
Correct. You know?
That would
just because they couldn't handle it, and know if I'd handle it.
Right?
Yeah, no, it would be not a good thing.
It's pretty rare, but that's why you need to be careful of how you're stating your questions and what you're trying to find.
Yeah, it's interesting. Yeah, I'm fascinated with the whole thing, and it's good. And I'll tell you what I recorded. He allowed us to record the session. The therapist recorded, but I couldn't hear. Elder talks really quietly, so you couldn't hear what his responses were. I could hear it, but it wasn't recording, and so he had to write it down. And basically, at the end, he would hand him, you know, what it was that he said.
Transcript.
Yeah, and so I recorded it, and then the weirdest thing happened. So I was kind of kicking it, and I said, I'm going to listen to it. So I turned it on, and I fell asleep. And, you know, and when I woke, it was that 3-2-1, you're going to wake up, 3-2-1 thing at the end, and I woke up. And then during the time, I actually had an experience where I was in the Old West,
In
and
there.
I was in the Old West walking with another guy, another cowboy. We had our chaps. I don't know why we didn't have horses, but we were walking. And we had the, walking up the road with the tracks, the ruts that
Rats.
the wagons would make. And we're walking between these things. And it was like 18, I knew it was the 1800s. And I was in cowboy hats. I'm just like,
Are you
what the
sure
hell?
it was a dream?
Yeah,
You sure it was a dream?
and then I thought it was a dream. I go, was that a dream? And then I talked to a therapist lately. He goes, yeah, well, I'll throw that in free for you.
I worked with a guy once that, we were just trying to figure out what happened. He had multiple things when he was a kid. And we were going back and back and back. And then we ended up popping into a past life. And he was describing where he was, what was going on, time, place, blah, 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 blah. Well, then the next day he emails me and he goes, I did some research and I found the guy.
Oh,
Oh,
wow.
wow.
So he knew, I mean, he just the basics from his session, he found out who he was, where he was, what he did,
Oh,
blah,
that's
blah, blah. And he was
cool.
floored. You don't usually get that much information.
Right.
You
Yeah.
get an idea of where they might have been, but he actually found the guy in the records.
That's
It was a
cool.
total trip.
Incredible.
That's cool. And that's got to be good for you, if you've gotten that kind of session. It's like, you know what? It's really, it's kind of proven.
Have you had, how many of, you've done a lot of sessions, Susie?
I got waylaid, like I said, in the middle there, but I have been doing this for several years now. Not exclusively experiencers have done past life regressions. I like working with the experiencers. I have no objection to them. Somebody needs to provide them help. Whether what really happened to them happened or didn't, they need to know.
Right. Right.
And, those kinds of sessions can be really beneficial to them of, oh, I'm so relieved. Now I know, especially if it's missing time because they don't know what happened. I went to a party, I met my friends, and then 3 hours later, I'm somewhere else and they thought I had left, but I'm still there and I don't know what happened. So we'll go through that. And the funniest thing when you're doing these, before you get a lot of information from them, you're saying a lot of, and then, and then, and then, until they start giving you these nuggets. And you're like, okay, now let's take blah, 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 and, go from there. So you're
Give.
able to take their own terminology and descriptions and give that back to them so that they can continue on with their story.
Right. You're helping them dig and get to,
Exactly.
yeah.
Have you had
Because it's
some?
not my story to tell.
Right.
It's
Right.
theirs.
Yeah.
Have you had
I just help
some
them get to it.
ex
I'm sorry, go ahead.
specific extra, I mean, without saying who it was, obviously, extraterrestrial experiences?
There was one guy who he believes that they were extraterrestrials, but they were all living underground.
Yeah.
Because he realized after a few sessions that he was never seeing or getting into any kind of vehicle to go elsewhere. He was going and being taken underground and then having these different experiences.
Where was he, Susie? Where's underground?
The ground is here and it's
Yeah, you go
underground.
under. All right,
Yeah.
never mind.
Good answer. Good answer.
I answered your question.
Yes, you did.
I always want to say, because when I didn't want to interrupt the therapist, like I'm interrupting you every time. Try to find out where he is. I mean, he was on an island and he gets picked up by the ship and he goes underwater. Where? Maybe he doesn't know, but it's like, can we get any specifics so we can actually
Sometimes they do, sometimes they
figure out?
don't. And, I'll give you guys generalities, but it's up to them to disclose any information they want to disclose because it's a closed session. That's why when I'm working with the podcasters, we take the whole thing offline once they agree to do it. And it's their session, their private session. even the recordings and what comes out of that is all of theirs.
Right,
right.
That makes
Now,
sense.
if they want to go back and talk to the podcaster and say what they found, that's fine. I'm not going to speak to it.
Right.
Because it's a whole confidentiality thing.
Yeah.
Do you do it during a podcast?
No, not yet. I have not. I have not had anyone agree to that. And if I were to, I couldn't do the first part of putting them under hypnosis because then you'd all miss the session.
Right.
And you'd have your individual experience.
Yep.
But
I don't think I've heard of anybody doing it during a podcast.
Jimmy Church.
Plus, they take very long time.
Jimmy Church did, and I haven't listened. He did one live.
Really?
Yeah, I have to find that episode. Yeah, the fade to black.
I know they've done hypnosis and aired those. Right. I wasn't sure about the actual experiencers.
Yeah.
If they had done something like that. A lot of them wanted to be private because they don't know what's going to come up and what happened to them during that time, especially if it wasn't that good.
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't do it live.
No.
Record it and then we could figure out.
Yeah. You never know. So
sometimes people don't want it worldwide.
So I do it all offline.
Worldwide experience.
Yeah.
You know, of what happened to you and you talking
about
it.
That would be a much viewed episode.
Right.
Yeah. So.
Or maybe nothing happened and, you know.
Yeah, and then you're like, well, that was kind of boring.
Right. I'm sure something, but nothing, you know, super exciting.
Right.
How much
Hello, Geraldo.
Yeah, I know, huh? For real. How much do you charge for these?
For a general session, and this is where we get into the podcaster special.
Oh, nice.
Is, yes, exactly. Since I worked and got my licensing and all of that, my credits working with podcasters, what I do is if the podcasters are in contact with the experiencers, you know, hey, I want to talk to this person. Maybe want to do a session, blah, blah, blah. They'll talk to the podcaster offline. And then if they say, hey, you know, I want to talk to her, you guys can send me their information and then I'll work with them offline to do that. And what we then do is if they go through the podcaster, they get a discount.
Nice.
If they do it on their own, no discount.
Right.
So it's worthwhile for both sides to, hey, you know, I'm thinking about doing this. Let me send you my information and let me talk to the podcaster. The podcaster then forwards their information to me. I work with them. If we do a session, great. So it gives you guys the exposure.
Right.
Gets people into your site. Gets, you know, people talking to you. Gets, you know, more listeners.
Good.
I get the people coming in who need the work, and then they get the help.
That's
so
awesome.
It's kind of a triple threat.
Yep.
Triple threat.
Yes.
Where do you do this? Can you do it over the, like this?
Yes.
Like Zoom?
Yep. I do it all remote.
Yep.
So and I've worked with people around the world. I've worked with people in Australia, Canada, across the US.
Nice.
Yeah. I just got to make sure I get into the right time zone and get up on time.
how long do they normally last?
A full experience, pre-discussion, post-discussion, and the hypnosis in between is generally around 3 hours.
Okay.
Occasionally, you know, if they have just one experience, pretty simple.
Right.
Now, there may be multiple, and they may want to cover more stuff. So, you know, we can try to, depends on how long each thing is.
Right.
What they want to do. It's completely up to them. They're in the driver's seat.
Cool.
That's amazing.
So that's mainly how I work, is getting the information through the podcasters, because you guys have the exposure.
Right.
So it's a never-ending source of information, because you guys are podcasting every single week pretty much.
Yeah.
So they contact you, say, hey, I want to get some more information on this, possibly do a session. Then you get their information, pass it on to me.
Yep.
I work with them. They do or do not do a session. It's up to them after the discussion. And we go from there.
All right. Doug's a podcasting machine, too. So.
Yeah.
Yep.
Machine.
I am not a robot.
Yeah. It's
Bebop or
Yeah, we try to do every week. It depends. Right. We would force it and just... It dilutes the content, so I like to have somebody like you, a guest like you on. Makes it more interesting for
Get you
for
exposure.
Everybody.
Right. I just like having the three-way triple threat
That's
of,
cool.
You know, it gets you the exposure, gets you more people watching, gets people involved, gets people help, gets me clients. The whole, I call it the triple threat.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, that's very, that's a great concept. Are you doing this with any other podcasters?
Yes, I am.
Oh, who do you
I use? Haven't gotten any others yet, but like I said, I originally did all of my training using a podcaster.
Cool.
Oh,
because
wow.
They were able to get me clients, and those sessions counted toward my training and got me certified.
Yeah.
So I've been doing this for several years now, and I'm reaching out. And now that we've got all this new explosion with the 2017 stuff and all that stuff coming to light, there are more and more podcasts out there, and we can reach more experiencers and get them help.
Yeah,
legitimate help of people that aren't going to go, yeah, I'll take your money, but I don't believe anything you're saying.
Right.
That's not me.
There's a lot of podcasts out there too.
Yeah, it became, especially with the UFO. I started this 2 years ago, and it wasn't as big 2 years ago. And I had lots of followers and listeners. And as it became, the whole world's doing it now. Even Taylor Swift's got a song, and she's being beamed up into a UFO on her stage. And, I'm like, is it nothing sacred?
You're going to get her on the show. Be nice to her in case you get her on the show.
I don't think Taylor's coming.
No.
Even though my son's a Swiftie.
A Swiftie. I thought they were trucks. I guess I'm thinking of something else.
Yeah, he's a Swiftie.
Yeah. So what they can do is they can either contact me directly. I have a website. It's paranormalhypnosis.net. Email is the same thing, Susie, S-U-S-I-E, at paranormalhypnosis.net, if they want to contact me directly. But I really prefer to get the exposure through the podcasters and get them involved, get people used to the podcasters, that they're a resource. They're a never-ending resource.
Right. Yeah. Well, we run into people all the time that, I won't mention their names, but the bad experiences, females, a few of them females, and they've had, on an experience, and it can be taken, as soon as they say it, I always go to, I was like, something bad must have happened to them, and then I suggest maybe that they go to a hypnotherapist and explore when we're off the show, and we'll say, have you ever considered going to a hypnotherapist and find out what this means, because a lot of it's it's not just ET, it's paranormal. There's a lot of it for us, it's paranormal.
Yep.
I mean, we've had a couple that are had the experience where they're laying in bed and all of a sudden something weird happens to them, it's that kind of thing. And or the sheets are
pulled
off.
Nothing
really too weird, but it's like the sheets are pulled off. Or
they could be anything.
Yeah, we've had a few different ones like that. And, I don't want to, do you want to? We don't need to do it together. You go and you contact them directly.
Yeah.
And I want to see them get help.
Yep.
Right. And that's my whole focus is I don't want to discourage, and I'm probably going to use a bad word here, the land of woo.
Right.
Because they are people too. Things really did happen to them.
Right.
And just because someone else says, oh, that's woo-woo, so what? That's your opinion.
Yep.
Don't force your opinion on someone else, especially if you weren't there.
Right.
What's
you
woo-woo?
You don't know what happened.
What's woo?
The mind can paint the eye to whatever it wants to maybe cover up or, bury. Woo is like anything, kind of just everything that you have on your podcast is somewhat woo.
I should do that. I should know that.
Yes.
That's
another
okay.
term.
Well, it started off as the land of woo, which is, oh, you're a crazy person.
Right.
No.
Right.
Because something you don't understand happened to them doesn't mean, A, it didn't happen, so don't ever tell anyone that didn't happen.
No, I never would say that.
It's kind of the stigma for UFOs of exactly what she said. You're a little out there, So it's kind of a stigma word.
Tinfoil hat club.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
I have mine too. Where is it?
Well, the stigma is not as bad as it used to be back in the
day. No, it is not.
I work for a fairly large company, and I'm pretty sure my owners know that I do this because other people probably said I was crazy. But they don't
care. Welcome to Crazy Town.
They don't care. You know, and I don't think they do. They're still employed right now anyway. So this isn't this isn't our regular job. Yeah, we have real jobs too.
The hobby.
Like I said, the UFO podcast world has become everything now. So it's dilute. You know,
a lot of
the people only have a certain amount of time to listen to podcasts. Right. Like I'll only listen when I'm driving back and forth to work. I don't listen to them at work or at home generally.
I was the same way. I listened to them when I was commuting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean that's the best way for me and the quietest.
Yes, that's true.
So I don't know. It's a huge subject now. I mean, it's in the Senate. Do you think we're ever going to, do you follow the UFO thing or is this just everything for you? Every weird thing.
I do some of the other stuff. I kind of started off with pretty much everything, and then I just kind of whittled it down to, you know, the ghosty stuff is still there. People have experiences. They sometimes need help with that too. What really happened?
Right.
The main thing is the UFO stuff because it's a little more tangible. Plus, it's like way current right now.
Yeah.
So you're hearing a lot of it, especially with what's going on, you know, in the government and all of that. Mm. So it's not as stigmatized as it was. Ghosts are not really stigmatized anymore. Right. I'll still help people if they want something from that realm. I'm not opposed to it. Hello, paranormal hypnosis.
Yeah.
Right.
So, you know, people need help, and that's what I'm here for. I'm not here to judge them. I'm not here to just scoff at them.
Right.
I'm here to help them.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And that's why I do the discounts too.
Yeah.
Is, you know what? If they want to take the other method, get a discount, they're still going to get the help without the judgment.
That's awesome.
What do you think about the theory that extraterrestrials and paranormal contact are somehow related?
They're starting to separate that a little bit more. But currently, right now, I think it's all still kind of related. And now that they're talking about things crossing over dimensions and all of that, they're kind of tying them together again a little bit. But again, I'm not focused on the major trends. I'm focused on what's going on with this person.
Right, right. The social aspect.
What is this person's story?
People.
Because it's not a generalized thing. Even the experiences are not all generalized. You can't put people in a box. There is no box. So it's this person needs help. Here's their story. What can we do?
Well, sometimes as you go through the journey, such as yours, you can develop an hypothesis after so many experiences and kind of formulate, you can even write a book or whatever, you know, to kind of pull all this together.
Right. And that's something I'm tracking and have ideas on.
I think if it comes out that, you know, this is what's happening, there is something out there, there is the woo, and there's more than that, I think people like you would help guide and help people that have had abductions or situations. So as it goes out that, yes, this is, you know, the government, to me, is never going to say it, but I think the people will say it. And they're going to need a lot more people that can help guide. Oh, this is what happened. Okay, now it makes sense because it was, you know, technically been said that it's real. So, yeah.
Correct. So as time goes on and whatever is disclosed,
right,
we'll see.
Yep.
But we won't know that for a while.
We're not. Yeah, the government's never going to say anything.
And I'm a firm believer in if the aliens or whatever else is out there are even paying attention a little bit, why the hell would they go to the White House lawn?
Certainly not right now.
Or any government lawn. They would go to the peace.
People, yeah.
I don't think...
I want to talk to those who are real, not those fake. That are.
Yeah, I don't. Yes. I think they just kind of just. I'll throw this out there. I don't think they care. You know, I think they're looking at us like we look at warring. I've said this before.
Yeah.
Warring ants in, you know.
Yep.
Argentina.
I remember you saying that.
Yeah.
You know, and it's they don't.
It makes sense.
They it's, you know, with a passive interest, if at all. But I do think they're from here. I don't know about the across the universe thing. I mean, you may have been told by an experience about extraterrestrial travel, which is certainly something that could happen. But I think a lot of it's here. I think it came here millions of years ago, and it's.
I would agree with that too. I think I'm not going to narrow myself to one possibility,
right?
Because we don't know yet.
I think it's all of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little of everything. I think they came here originally. They could have come from Mars, you know, when Mars, there was that.
When it was colonized.
Yeah, when you're, right. You're familiar with MK Ultra, where I'm sure you are. And then, well, the government had a guy that actually visualized, he gave him a coordinate on Mars and told him the coordinate, and he told him that it was a million years ago, and then the guy somehow envisioned what actually happened there, and that they left Mars because the atmosphere got sucked out. Real science, I know it could be science fiction, obviously, but the atmosphere got sucked off, and then they're, you know, they left, and then they came to Earth, and then he visualized them on Earth, and it was volcanic and all crazy, and they ended up going underground. Million years ago, you know. So
I have come across the underground stuff multiple times.
Right.
So I don't know, were they going in there in Antarctica, or, you know, or were they in the Andes, or, you know, who knows where they're going? But it's interesting concept. I wish I was a hypnotherapist. I'd be fascinated. I'd be too guiding though.
Yeah.
You see any flying?
No, you want to guide. You don't want to lead.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. It's, well, our guys. He just said, "If you need." He did say to our guy, that our experiencer, that, have you ever seen any? Because that's why he was there. I mean, before you go into the session, for this guy, you write down the things that you want to know. One of them was an elder who went there. He stated that he wants to know if he's ever been. He really felt like he was abducted. He didn't have any missing time things or anything. But he just felt like he'd been abducted, and it turned out he didn't. And so the therapist asked him, and then that's when he told about it. One in each different session, he talked about it. So I'd be asking that every time, whether they wanted to or not.
I think going into something like that, I've seen things that I completely just blank out of my mind. And it'll take something of me driving somewhere. Like, I had one, and I never include it. I was at work driving a truck, and I look up the power lines, and it looked like a bicycle frame, but it was huge, and it was just sitting there right over the power line. And I always forget that experience until I drive past that part and look and see. And I'm like, oh, yeah, that's right. I had that, like, you know, like 2 years ago. So I think we blank stuff out of our mind, you know, and you hear this all the time, you know, people like, yeah, we saw something. Do you remember? And something sparks a memory. And, you know, the mind is funny how it works, because it, you know, it puts stuff right on out. And when you're guided and, you know, help to dig that up, that's when you find out. And you remember.
This is what was going on.
Right. Exactly.
Because there's the theory also that, you know, you witness something, but you're all blasé about it, and they don't really keep it in your brain for long.
Right.
And so you're just like, move on with your day.
Yep. I think I went on like nothing happened. And again, you know, months later, I drove by that spot at that right time when I had that sighting. And I'm like, oh, that's right. And then I immediately put in my notes, you know, hey, you saw something at this, you know. So, I think that's good.
What type of certification? You mentioned it briefly, but what kind of certification do you need? Is it required to do this, Susie?
It's not necessarily required, but you should do it because you need to know how to deal with the people. if things happen, if they have an adverse reaction, and being certified and being with some kind of legitimate organization, like I'm with IACT, and they, you know, do ongoing training and stuff like that, and you keep up with your credits, it just looks good. And you then people are more, she knows what she's doing. She's been through the training. You know, she keeps up with her certification. It's all good.
Yeah. I think it makes you look a little more promising than if I were to just say, I'm going to do it, you know.
I was going to say.
Right, because
I can try.
If you don't know what you're doing, you could cause some damage.
Right.
That's what I was going to say.
Right. Especially if you don't know how to properly guide and you're leading instead, you're taking them to places that didn't even happen.
Right.
And this is that whole thing that happened in the 70s with the people that say they were abused by relatives, and none of that ever happened.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So that's why there's such a stigmata to it, or stigma, or whatever the word is you want to use.
Yeah, stigma.
Yeah. And, you know, that caused all kinds of issues. Yep. So you want that back. You want the training. You want all that shown. You want the certification to say, hey, I know what I'm doing. I know what not to do to get the information. And that's why you're really careful with the questions.
Yeah. What were your socials again? That your information?
The website is paranormalhypnosis.net, and the email is Susie, S-U-S-I-E, at paranormalhypnosis.net.
Awesome.
So anybody can contact me if they have questions or if they want to go through you guys.
Yeah.
Yes.
Triple threat.
Yeah. Talk to the podcaster. Say, hey, you know, I'm interested in talking with this person. I may want to do a session. You guys can refer.
Yeah.
You get the business. I get the business. They get the help.
Yeah.
Triple threat.
Yeah. I like that.
And it's all about helping the experiencer.
Yeah.
Have you had any negative, anybody have an overall negative reaction when you did this, where something really bad happened and they reacted, well, I'd say violently, but dramatically?
Not overly dramatically. You know, there are people that, I just don't believe this. I don't believe this. Because it's just,
too much to them,
even though they want to know, it's too far-fetched.
Yeah, it's too much.
It's too much. Even if it's something mundane of, you know, I went to the grocery store, time stopped, you know, there were aliens there, blah, blah, blah. This is just too ridiculous. I don't believe it. This is crazy.
Right.
You know, blah, blah, this didn't happen.
Yeah.
If they choose not to believe, that's up to them.
Yeah.
You know, I can't tell them what to believe.
Right. I think they have control of that. You're just guiding
exactly
them to remember if they, you know, stored it away or they.
I'm just taking them through the process.
Right.
And they can, whatever they uncover and find, it's up to them to believe or not believe.
Yep. Yeah.
Have you, do you have any experience helping people that have drug or alcohol problems?
No, I don't venture into that area. That's a whole different certification and guidance, and it's a different program altogether.
I imagine that more dramatic. Well, that's where you start getting.
What am I going to do now, Matt?
I'll help you. As soon as we cut out, I got you. Yeah. I have zero experience or training, but I got you. No, I'm kidding.
Be supportive.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Cool. We're running up on our hour there, Susie. Thank you very much for coming on.
Thank you.
We're going to wrap it up a little bit. And we'll wrap it up. Thanks for listening to the latest episode of the Alien Probe Podcast. We welcome comments, questions, or requests to alienprobepodcast@gmail.com. Visit us on Facebook. Check out our website, alienprobe.net. Twitter and Instagram at alienprobepod. See us on Rumble. We are also on YouTube. Rumble would be the preferred area to watch us because they don't give us banners when we talk about COVID. So, Susie, thanks again. Where can we reach you one more time?
Susie@paranormalhypnosis.net or paranormalhypnosis.net for the website.
Awesome. Thank you
very
much.
Any questions are welcome.
Thank you. Take care.
You too.